heat wave ahead. For 4 days only, it's the sizzling hot summer sale at JCPenney. Thursday through Sunday, shop select men's and women's tees in all new bright colors. Just $5 for her and $7.99 for him. Plus, pick up select Home Expressions bath towels, 2 for $7. All these deals and no coupon needed. Hurry in, but stay cool. These deals are sizzling. JCPenney. Offers valid 6/27 to 6/30. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details. Heat wave ahead. For 4 days only, it's the sizzling hot summer sale at JCPenney. Thursday through Sunday, shop select men's and women's tees in all new bright colors. Just $5 for her and $7.99 for him. Plus, pick up select Home Expressions bath towels, 2 for $7. All these deals and no coupon needed. Hurry in, but stay cool. These deals are sizzling. JCPenney. Offers valid 6/27 to 6/30. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
It's time for another episode of Mike Talks Funny, brought to you by Eventide Entertainment. On tonight's episode, comedian Max Weinstein and music from EDM duo Data Tree. And now, put on your pants, put on some lotion, or else it gets the hose again. Here's your host, Mike Shea! What's going on, podcast land? It's me, it's Mike. It's time for another episode of Mike Talks Funny. You literally just heard me say that. I don't know why I'm repeating it for you again today. Hey, a lot of stuff has changed and new things have developed since last week. If you've been following me on social media, you know I am now a contributing writer for thecinescape.com. The Cinescape is a great source for all kinds of movie and TV news and discussion. My first article is up talking about all things to do with the 91st Academy Awards. And you may have noticed I also have a new podcast because I didn't have enough going on in my life. You can now listen to the show Mike Talks Movies every Monday morning at 9 a.m. This show is not part of the Eventide Entertainment Podcast Network. This is something I'm doing to supplement my work with The Cinescape, because I won't always have an article for The Cinescape, but I'll always have a podcast on Mondays. On Mike Talks Movies, we'll be talking about I'll pick a story from movie news to talk about. We do a weekly recap of the movie trivia schmodown. We look at the box office of the weekend, and we look at the new releases of the week. That show drops on Mondays at 9 a.m. That show is brought to you by Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop podcast app. Download the app, check it out. It's really cool. So make sure you guys go. That show is available on all platforms. Make sure you check that out. Yeah, the Oscars were on Sunday. And originally we were going to have Don Owens on the show today from Am I on the Air. Some scheduling things happened. He is going to be on next week. So instead, this week we're going to have the very funny Max Weinstein, as well as brand new music from Eventide Entertainment's own Data Drain. It's going to be an awesome show for you guys today. I'm really excited to share these things with you, so I'm not going to beat around the bush anymore. We're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we've got my conversation with Max Weinstein. So stick around. It's another great episode of Mike Talks Funny.
Goths, metalheads, Wiccans, vampires. If there's one thing they all have in common, it's they're all black wardrobes. And nothing is a bigger enemy of black clothing than the endless summertime heat. But fear not, Shadow Magic is here to alleviate your suffering. Original symbolic design set in light-colored clothing lets you be yourself without the heatstroke. Go to shadowmagic.online and use the promo code HOLODARK to receive 15% off your entire order at Shadow Magic Store. Shadow Magic, represent the darkness without melting in the sun.
Ah, hello there. My name is Wallace J. Crumplebottom. And when it's early in the morning, there's nothing that gets me ready for a long day of bean counting quite like a good breakfast. And there's no better breakfast than a brand new episode of The Breakfast Lads. Take it from me, I'm British, so I must know what I'm talking about. Tune in every Wednesday at 8 a.m. for a brand new episode of The Breakfast Lads, brought to you by Eventide Entertainment.
Hey guys, Mike Shea here. In 2017, my father passed away after a year-long battle with FLT3 leukemia, a rare and aggressive form of blood cancer. But he wasn't alone. Every 3 minutes, someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with a form of blood cancer. And despite all the medical progress of the modern age, more than a third of blood cancer patients still don't survive 5 years after their diagnosis. You can help end the suffering by donating to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. They are the leading edge of cures for all forms of blood cancer. They provide free, highly specialized information, education, and support. In 2015, they provided over $41.8 million to patients in the U.S. To donate, simply go to facebook.com/MikeShayComedy and click the Learn More button. Every little bit helps. For more information, go to www.lls.org. Hey guys, welcome back to Mike Talks Funny. We are on the phone lines this week with, no, he is not the drummer for Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. He is Max Weinstein. He is a comedian. Max, thanks for calling in today, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Always good
to have you.
Go ahead.
Before we get in there, I'm not related to Harvey Weinstein. Not at all.
Okay.
We both masturbate in the back of restaurants, but that's a coincidence, I swear.
And you're, with you, it's consensual, at least.
Oh, yeah. Those plastic ficuses are more than on board.
Fantastic. So, Max Weinstein, how did you get started doing stand-up, my friend?
My first show was a Your Dorm Has Talent type event. Like, it was a kind of a mixed talent show, mm-hmm. And it was so shoddily put together. When I signed up, it was like, sign up with the cashier. There's a big sign for it in the mess hall for my dorm. Big food area for multiple dorms. I tell the cashier, I said, I want to sign up for this thing. And he just looks at me like I'm the biggest idiot he's ever seen. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I point at this 4-foot banner behind him. He just says, well, I can write your name down on a receipt if that makes you feel better.
Wow.
And, right? I was like, do they not tell any of the people here what events are happening, or did you not notice? Right? Yeah, maybe it was some sort of elaborate test. Are you really motivated?
So how did the show itself go?
The show itself, so I show up day of, and there's a whole group of people there waiting to go, and if the first, if signing up wasn't a clear indicator, they were not prepared. They had no idea what was happening. It turns out in the last remodeling, they sealed in the closet that had audio equipment.
No.
They bricked over the door with the PA.
Oh, my God.
And so this one kick-ass chick, she's like, well, I came here to play guitar for a bunch of people, so I'm going to do it. And the staff is just like, all right. So she just kind of went up into the middle of the room and was like, we're going to do a show for you. And you guys are going to listen. And they did.
Oh,
and
man.
So we kind of worked out our own order. We're like, all right, I guess we'll do musicians first, and then we'll do poetry, and we'll close it out with comedy. And there were two other comics. One guy who said he had done a couple shows before, and one guy who said that he had 30 minutes of material and had done all this cool stuff. You'll close it out. I'll go first. And this guy will go second. All right, easy. So the guy literally runs in front of me to go first.
Just cuts you off.
Yeah. And it was like, okay, I guess I'm not going first. He then bombs for maybe 2-3 minutes, and it's just really painful. Like, he was telling computer science jokes, which just didn't work.
Yeah.
It was really rough. Like, I knew nothing about comedy at the time, and I was like, okay, this guy is not doing it right.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't know any better, like, you when someone's doing bad, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't take a genius to realize that nobody's laughing. And I had a decent time. I got some laughs, and I really, really loved it. And then I was like, all right, that was good. That's my experience with comedy. Sweet. But then another talent show happened, and I signed up for that, and I didn't prepare at all for it. So I didn't do very well at all. I kind of mangled my own jokes and felt bad about it. So I kind of stepped away from it for like 2 years. And then I learned that one of my buddies was doing comedy. And I was like, oh, well, I'm way funnier than they are, so I should get into this. Like, I didn't know you could just go do comedy, but it turns out that my college town, San Luis Obispo, was a really great scene.
And where's that hometown at again?
So that's in the central coast of California, San Luis Obispo.
Okay.
It was a great place to start up doing comedy, and I just started going to some mics, and the people were really inclusive and very warm and said, hey, you've got some potential. Like, let's work on your jokes. Come back to the next mic. And then it's been 4 years since then, 3 years almost.
It's weird. It's one of those things that when you try it the first time, you either stick with, because everyone's first time always winds up being like, yeah, like a talent show or something going on. Like, if you start young, like you and I did at some school function or whatever, and it's always that weird moment where it clicks. Like, oh, I can just go out and do this. Like, just go do it, because you're never sure what the process is.
Yeah, it's like, wait, there are people out there willing to listen to me. Like, okay.
So you do the school show and you do that other one a couple years later after you take the break. I think everybody takes a break at some point in their life. So you've done club shows, you've done, you know, three people sitting at the bar, that kind of thing. What have been some of your favorite venues you've performed at?
My favorite venue by far was Kreuzberg. It was this coffee shop in Slough. San Luis Obispo, that's the abbreviation for it. But, it was a great show. It had a really intimate atmosphere. They had a room in the back side of it, and it was nice. It got packed, 60, 70 people sometimes. Often there was people sitting on the stairs up to the balcony just so they could have extra seats. And I was performing there doing a lot in my first couple of years of comedy and didn't know how good I had it, honestly.
Yeah, you get those.
Unfortunately, that venue got shut down.
Oh, see, I always hate when the place you love to go, you think you're doing enough to keep it going, but it hurts when a place you really like, because you build a relationship with a venue the way you build with, like, other people, and so it sucks when that has to come to an end.
Yeah, you start to know the crowds that come there, what's going to work, what isn't. You get comfortable with the room.
You have a podcast called Everyone Hates Us Here.
Yes, I do.
What can you tell us about that?
It's a fairly new podcast. And the premise of my podcast, it is, as far as I know, the first walking tour podcast. And so the goal, or the preferred way to enjoy my podcast, is to go to a museum or the gallery that it's based at and listen as I guide you through the site and talk about the art and history, whatever it might be. The natural science is a common one because I really like natural science museums. And I'll call it quasi-educational because definitely not everything that I'm telling you is true. I'd say the vast majority of it is nonsense.
Just complete bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Talking about how, oh, this painting is actually completely composed out of crushed beans, and that's what gives it such a putrid smell.
Just...
The artist really wanted you to understand how shitty of a time his life was going at the time he painted it.
And that's why it's painted out of feces.
Yeah, that's why it's painted out of feces. Or doing an appraisal on a piece of how much it's currently going at auction. We'll talk about the artist or whomever.
So when
this is the only podcast you can bring a compass on.
So most comedians have when they're doing their stand up, when they're writing their jokes and paving out a career, most comedians have some kind of, not so much an end goal in mind, but like a major point they're trying to hit. For some people, it's an album. For some, it's a Netflix special. For some, it's, a certain kind of gig or a festival or something. Is there a point you're trying to reach, or a specific checkpoint you're trying to hit as a comedian?
I don't know. I would say probably not. I guess the goal has always been that it would support me. If I could make money on comedy so I could live and be somewhat comfortable on it. That's really the goal, is that my passion can support me. If I have to say past that, I'd say I hope that I can be famous enough that people look back one day and then hate me.
And hate you.
Like a revision that everyone loves me now, but then like 15 years after I retired, they're like, look back at him. God, wasn't he a piece of shit, like worthy of being talked about? There's plenty of bad comedians from the past that no one brings up, but there's a lot of comedians that are still, well, I guess I'm talking like Louis-ish. Like, I want to be big enough that I can be either looked back and loved or looked back and hated. It's got to be remembered somehow.
You just want to stay in the conversation as much as possible.
Sure. Yeah. I hope that after I stop doing comedy, people go, what happened to that guy?
Well, that was something that George Carlin always talked about. He had said that, you know, his goal was never to be the most successful or the most famous or the most wealthy. It was just so he said, you know, someday they're going to write about comedians in the latter part of the 20th century. And he's like, and I know they'll have to put my name in there. And I like that idea. It's shooting high, but not shooting so high that, you know, that you can't make it. It also doesn't come across as arrogant. It's just the idea of wanting to stay in the conversation, but not necessarily be the whole conversation.
Yeah, I don't want to be the biggest and best. Like, there's a certain idea of celebrity that kind of scares me. Like, I don't want that lack of privacy. I don't want to be pursued by paparazzi or have everything I do be open for immense speculation. But at the same time, I feel like that would come with the lifestyle that I want to do. I want to be big in comedy. And who knows if that's ever going to happen, but yeah, I guess that's the end goal, is be in the conversation.
Well, because you don't want to have the kind of, you know, I know his name isn't always popular to bring up, but you look at a guy like Dane Cook. Dane Cook, for a while, was like king of the castle as far as like big name comedian celebrities, and then he just kind of fell off into obscurity. I mean, somebody tell me, please, the last thing Dane Cook did. Nobody knows anymore. You don't want to have that. Yeah. You don't want to, you know, to quote Blade Runner, you know, the light that burns the brightest burns half as long, and you don't want to just hit you don't want to hit that peak so quick and so hard that then you're done after a while. You don't want to have 15 minutes of fame. You kind of want to stretch that out a little bit.
Yeah, I would so hate to be as successful as Dane Cook. Wouldn't that be a nightmare?
It's not so much the success level as it is the fact that now it's just like, well, now what does he do? You know, nobody talks about him anymore.
The last Dane Cook thing that I saw was, I think he was used as a punchline in a meme where he was supposed to be like a picture of a douche.
Oh, Jesus.
That's all he's remembered for now. I was like, wasn't that guy funny? Not really. He's kind of a douche.
The last time I ever saw him was ABC does that Stand Up to Cancer special every year, where it's all the celebrities, you know, doing the big telethon to raise money for cancer research. And he was one of the people taking calls. But every time they would cut the camera over, if he was in the shot, he would stop in the middle of his phone call and like wave to get on the camera and was taking selfies. And it's like, hey, how about you take the call so people's money can go to cancer, you attention seeking fuck.
Yeah, hold on. Don't give me your money. I need to be attractive right now.
All right, guys. So we're gonna pause real quick, and we're gonna take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're gonna do 3 minutes of rapid fire questions with Max Weinstein. So stick around. You guys don't want to miss this. Want to know where to find the best hidden musical gems on the internet? Mike Shea and Robert Yetter have got you covered. Tune in Wednesday nights at 5 p.m. for the latest episode of Track Record, brought to you by Eventide Entertainment.
And now it's time for the Roast of Mike Shea. This has been the Roast of Mike Shea.
Talking about movies is what Aaron Lopez does best.
We are talking about The Greatest Showman,
Thor Ragnarok,
Love, Simon, Hereditary,
with an army of special guests.
Jordan Lopez,
Aaron Brewer,
Jack Elliott,
my good friend Carly.
Special moments you don't want to miss.
The very first ever drunk drive-in.
We are more looking at the Oscar nominations.
So grab some snacks and a cold drink.
Let's all go to the lobby, refill your drinks.
Every Thursday,
Eventide Entertainment presents The Drive-In.
Hey guys, Mike here. You know, a lot of time and effort goes into this podcast, and I want you guys to be a part of the process. Become a supporter by going to patreon.com/MikeShayComedy. And for as little as $1 a month, you can help this show get better and better. Get access to all kinds of awesome content like comedy show tickets, unedited interviews, live streams, and so much more. Once again, just go to patreon.com/MikeShayComedy and help support the show. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We're sitting here on the phone with Max Weinstein. I've been saying his name wrong the whole show. It's Max Weinstein. Also Max Weinstein, not the drummer for the E Street Band. That's Max Weinberg. So I was wrong on two levels. I suck at my job today, but we're going to try and do some redemption here with Max Weinstein. I'm going to say it like that now the rest of the show. We are going to do 3 minutes of rapid-fire questions. I'm going to just ramble them off, and Max is going to respond with the first thing that comes into his head. Max, are you ready, sir?
I really hope so.
I hope so, too. Otherwise, the show is going to be pointless. All right, we're coming in 3, 2, 1. What is the last gift you gave someone?
The last gift I gave someone was a weed butter machine.
That is fantastic. If you were to get rid of one state in the U.S., which one would it be?
One state?
Yeah.
Florida.
What is one thing you own? What is one thing you own that you wish you did not?
A weed butter machine.
What is your biggest addiction?
Weed.
What celebrity annoys you the most?
Pass.
Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or be able to talk to animals?
Speak every language.
Fill in the blank. Taylor Swift is...
overrated.
Would you rather have invisibility or super strength?
Invisibility.
Is it wrong for a vegetarian to eat animal crackers?
No.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good are you at keeping secrets?
You'll never know.
Ah. Who has it easier, men or women?
Ooh, rough. I'm going to say overall men.
All right. Have you ever worn socks with sandals?
Yes.
Is double dipping at a party ever acceptable?
If you dip deep enough.
Ha! Do you respect Kanye West?
No.
Godfather or Star Wars?
Oh, Jesus. You had to do that one to me. Star Wars.
Would you rather eat stale Sour Patch Kids or fresh Circus Peanuts?
Sour Patch Kids.
Good answer. Do you know how to salsa dance?
I do not.
Have you ever...
I can pretend, though.
Have you ever slapped someone in the face?
Absolutely.
If you were given an all-expense-paid trip to Cleveland, would you take it?
Sure.
Would you ever eat a day-old taquito from Speedway?
Yeah, probably.
Is Jimmy Kimmel funny?
Occasionally.
Have you ever gone to the movies by yourself?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
What is the most boring thing ever?
People reading aloud in English class.
All right, last question. What is a nickname your parents used to call you?
My dad used to call me Mookie.
Mookie! All right! That is going to do it for today. Ladies and gentlemen, Max Weinstein doing 3 minutes of rapid-fire questions and talking with us today. Max, tell the good people at home where they can find you on the internet, where they can find your podcast.
Thank you so much for having me on. I do want to know if I won the prize for answering the rapid-fire questions.
That'll be determined on how correct your answers were. Yes, there were correct answers to those questions.
Damn. Okay. We'll get back on that. Your audience can find me at Max Weinstein Comedy on Twitter and Instagram. I think it's Max Weinstein. You can also now find me at EHUH Podcast. That's the abbreviation for Everyone Hates Us Here, because that is too long to put as a handle for anything.
All right, cool. So we'll put links to all that stuff in the description of this episode, guys. Make sure you check out the Everyone Hates Us Here podcast. Max, thank you again for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it a lot.
Of course. Guys, we got a lot more show around the corner, so stick around. You don't want to miss what's coming up next on Mike Talks Funny. Hey guys, this is Mike Shea from Eventide Entertainment. As you may have noticed, our lineup has been a little scarce lately. We're currently going through some programming changes, and we'd like you guys to be a part of the team. If you've got a podcast or a radio show or an idea for something you'd like to put on the internet, we want to help you make that happen. Send us an email at eventideent@gmail.com with your show idea, and we'll help you get it on the air. What are the benefits of working with Eventide Entertainment? Well, to start with, we'll make sure that your show gets onto all of the best platforms, whether it's Spreaker or SoundCloud or iHeartRadio or Spotify and iTunes. We will get those on the air for you. Not only that, but you will be assigned an executive producer who can handle all of the post-production and editing for your show. All you have to worry about is just recording the show, and they will take care of the rest for you. So that is one less thing that you need to worry about. We've also got a graphics person who will design a custom logo for your show. We'll put together a customized promo for your show that'll play on other shows in the network. So we're all helping each other out. You'll also get your own specialized Dropbox folder and access to our private staff Facebook group. There is literally nothing to lose if you're a host and you've joined the Eventide team. So make sure you send us an email at eventideent@gmail.com. And for more information and to check out some of our other shows, make sure you check us out on our website, www.eventideent.com. And we hope to see you guys soon. What makes a great radio show? How about a host that knows his stuff?
Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon. Isn't that a fish?
You need guests with lots of class.
And dude, yeah. What's up with this mic? Did somebody have this mic under their armpit? Because it smells.
Willing to stick around even at the end of the world.
There will still be cans of SpaghettiOs laying around.
Exactly, and Twinkies.
Yep. Bam.
Yep.
And Keith Richards.
It's The Life with Don Smith. Tuesdays on WWSU 106.9 FM from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And Fridays on the Eventide Entertainment podcast feed. Every week, join us for a brand new episode.
Keep doing a radio show because we are idiots.
Be there or be square. Hey guys, we are just about out of time, but it wouldn't be an episode of Mike Talks Funny if I didn't leave you with some awesome music. Now, these guys have been a member of the Eventide Entertainment family for some time now, and they dropped a new single recently. You guys are really going to dig this one. We've had them on the show before. It's great to have them back on again. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Data Drain. Everybody, that's going to do it for this week's show. Big thanks to Data Drain for bringing their song Ghost Lips on. Big thanks to Max Weinstein for coming on the show and filling in today. Guys, make sure you check out my other show, Mike Talks Movies. Go to www.thesinescape.com for movie and TV news. Go to my website, www.mikeshaycomedy, to learn more about me. We'll be back next week with another awesome show. Guys, sit down, live well, take care, rock on, we'll see ya. Closed captioning of this program was brought to you by nobody. It's a podcast. Seriously, if you're deaf, why are you here?
Heat wave ahead. For 4 days only, it's the sizzling hot summer sale at JCPenney. Thursday through Sunday, shop select men's and women's tees in all new bright colors. Just $5 for her and $7.99 for him. Plus, pick up select Home Expressions bath towels, 2 for $7. All these deals and no coupon needed. Hurry in, but stay cool. These deals are sizzling. JCPenney. Offers valid 6/27 to 6/30. Exclusions apply. See store, jcp.com for details. Heat wave ahead. For 4 days only, it's the sizzling hot summer sale at JCPenney. Thursday through Sunday, shop select men's and women's tees in all new bright colors. Just $5 for her and $7.99 for him. Plus, pick up select Home Expressions bath towels, 2 for $7. All these deals and no coupon needed. Hurry in, but stay cool. These deals are sizzling. JCPenney. Offers valid 6/27 to 6/30. Exclusions apply. See store, jcp.com for details.